Shalom, sweetest friends. We're continuing the previous shir on Ones and Ratzon together. In the previous shir, we saw Yisod, that there are two types of Ones. There's one Ptur Ones, there's a Ptur Gavra, and then there's a Ptur Ones, which is that the Mice is not considered a Mice, and with that we were Miyashev, a steer in the Sugya, and Rosh Hashanah, and in Avodah Zarah, and Ksubis. Now we're going to go weiter, and we're going to also explain the Sugya in Ksubis that we didn't explain in the previous shir, and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Mashmos is that Ones and Ratzon together is considered Ratzon, and therefore the Prutzos, who are forced to be with the Hegmon, are considered Baratzon, even though there's also Ones involved. The Rivosh, Simon Kufnan Aleph, the Marit, Chelik Aleph, Simon Chaf Aleph, discuss somebody who's Machnis Atzmo Lesoch Ones. Is that considered Ones or Ratzon? If he willingly places himself in a Matzav where he will be Ones, brought in the Or Samech in the 20th Parak of Sanhedrin, Alacha Beis Lechora, it's Muchach from our Sugya that it's considered Ones, because the Gemara asks, V'lidrish lehud Ones Shari, what's the problem with the girls being with the Hegmon? Why don't we just tell them that Ones is okay? Aye, she's putting herself in that matzav of Ones. Why? Because she cannot get married on Wednesday, or not get married at all. And then she's not going to be raped by the Hegmon. So come dois, that it's considered Ones. Even though she's machnis atzmal ones, the Gemara still says v'lidrish ludonis shari. So you see that machnis atzmal ones is considered ones. The Or Samech proves it from the Gemara in Pesachim Sadi Beizam and Aleph Orel Hazav V'Izemel Hamiducham Divrem B'Makom Kares, meaning that they assured a person to bring an izemel, this knife, derech gagos v'karpifos, to mal his son, even though, which is Ister Rabbanan, even though milas the Derech Gagos for Karpifos, even though Milas Zacharov is Ma'akev Milahavi Pesach, and a person who doesn't do it gets Kares. And Tosus writes that since Derabanan they assured him to do the Milah, because Hamidu Devrayim Makom Kares, so he's not Chayev Kares. Why? Because he's honest. So even though normally somebody who doesn't do the Karban Pesach is Chayev Kares, but since Midrabanan he's prevented from doing so, he is not Chayev Kares because he's considered honest, Frekti or Samech, Oy Bazoi, if so. So why do we say that Milas Beno is Ma'akiv him from bringing the Pesach? It says in the Yavam Sayin Aleph Amid Beis that if his parents were in jail and they can't do Bris Mila, the Mila of the son is not Ma'akev. And if so, even when he's honest by Yisr Chachamim, he also should be able to bring his Pesach. What do you mean he can't bring his Pesach? Because his son isn't gemalit, isn't circumcised. Why not? If he's honest, you're right, he's honest, he's not Chayev Kares, but if he's honest, he should be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Just like we see Imo Vam of Chavusha Beis HaSurim, he can bring the Karban Pesach if they can't be mal their son. So we have to say that since on Erev Shabbos he knew that on Shabbos he wouldn't be able to bring the knife, he's not considered honest because he should have brought it from Erev Shabbos. So what do you see from here? That Machnis Atzmo Lesoch Ones is not considered Ones, and therefore he can't bring the Karban Pesach. So Kikar Ein Dorten in the Or Samech, and that is the opposite of what's Muchach in our Sugya, that it is Choshev Ones. In other words, in our Sugya in Ksubis we see this girl's Machnis herself La Ones, and it is considered Ones. Whereas in the Sugya and Psachim, we see that it's not considered Ones. And therefore, the person can't bring his Karban Pesach. Even though, because Machnis oneself Ones is not considered Ones. And that's why he can't bring the Karban Pesach. If it was Ones, he would be able to bring the Karban Pesach. But if that's the case, then why did Tosus write that he's not Chayev Kares since he's Ones? He's Machnis himself L'toch Ones, and it's considered Ratzon, and therefore Milas HaBen is Ma'akev M'lechol HaPesach, and he should Mimela be Chayev Kares. Kasha. So based on what we said, that there are two dinim in the case of Ones Rachmana Patre, and they're fundamentally different, Le'inyan onus v'ratzon biyachad, that the din p'tura l'gavra, that's not responsible for what he did. Be'ones is shayach even when onus and ratzon are gemishit, even when they're mixed in. Ma'ashen kein ma'isa nase be'ones is not mechayev. So we say that if there is ratzon involved, then that ma'isa is mechayev. That was what we said in the previous shir. So we can also say now that these two different gedarim and ones are also going to have different ramifications when it comes to machnas atzma l'socha ones. But the chilek is fakert, that le'inyin shem ha-maisa ha-mechayiv, with respect to, we say that it's something done by ones, is not a maisa mechayiv. If someone is machnas himself meikara to the ones, it's still not going to be a maisa mechayev. Why? Because sof this maisa he did is bonus. You're right, he put himself in the ones, but you can't be mechayev him on this maisa because the maisa was done mitoch ones. Mashen kein linyan p'tur gavra, since he was machnas himself meikara l'ones, and if not for his ratzon, there wouldn't have been an ones afterwards. He has no p'tur of ones. Why? Because what's the whole p'tur of ones when on the gavra? Because my havalei l'mevad, what was he supposed to do? It wasn't his bad. It wasn't his fault. But if he's machnas atzmo l'ones, that's far as in shaykh. So you write the etzim ha-maisa is considered a maisa and a maisa of ones, but you can't say that it's a p'tur gavra, because what do you mean, what was he supposed to do? I'll tell you what he was supposed to do. Don't put yourself in this matzav of ones. So that's the chiluk between the two gedarim of ones, when it's a maisa nasa, that the maisa isn't considered a maisa machayev. So even if he's machim himself l'tocha l'ones, it's not considered a ma'isa mechayev. But if it's al p'tur gavra, what do you mean ma'avalei l'mevad? He should have not put himself in that matziv. Now, what did Tosfos say about the case of Izemel? We said he's pater mikares. He's machim himself l'tocha l'ones by not preparing the knife before. The answer is, yeah, but you can't be mechayiv him on this maisa, because sof there's an onus involved. It patters him from onish. So why is he not considered onus l'inyan havos pischo, that he should be able to bring to circumcise, that he should be able to bring the korban pesach? That's another story that hopefully we'll explain. But in the meantime, we understand why there's a p'tur onus here. You're right, he was machnas himself l'ones, but it's not a maisa mechayev. Because how are you mechayev him on a maisa? Sof, the maisa was done be'ones. And a maisa that's done mitoch ones is not a maisa mechayev. V'hayotze midvareinu, that even though machnas atzmo l'soch ones is considered ones, we saw that machnas himself l'toch ones is considered ones as far as the ones of he can't be mechayvim in this maisa, so it's considered ones. And ones and ratzim together, we said, are considered ones. Because my havalei l'mevad, he couldn't have gotten out of it anyway. Nevertheless, if originally he was machnas himself l'toch ones, and then afterwards b'shas asiyas ha-maisa ba'ones, he wants it, and there's going to be no ones at all. Why? Because then he loses out on both gedarim of ones. Why? Because the p'tur ones of the gavra falls away because he was machnas atzmo l'soch ones. What do you mean, Ma'avalei le'Ma'avad? What'd you put yourself in the case of Onus for? He says, no Patur Gavra. If he was Machis himself. And then if Bishas Maisi, he wanted it. So what do you mean you can't be Machayev on a Maisa Nasa Mitoch Onus? Here there was Ratzon. It was also done Meritzono. So if you have both elements involved, he was Machis himself. And also, Bishas Maisa, he wanted it. Both Onuses fall away. Gvaldik. And now it's very good what we see in our Sugya Legabe Prutzos, that when they're Anusos, but they also want it, they're Osir to their husband. Why? Even though in the Sugya of Onus Begitten it's Muchach. That if he didn't come because of Ones, but he also didn't want to come, it's considered Ones. But in our case, we asked her to her husband. Why? Because Be'emes, all women who get married on Wednesday are Machnas Atzim L'Toch Ones, like we said. Because why don't they get married Tuesday? Why don't they not get married at all? They're Machnas Atzim L'Toch Ones. So there's no Patur Gavri here. What do you mean, Ma'avalei le'Ma'avad? Don't Machnas Atzim L'Toch Ones. Ah, but they have the heter mitzad amaisa. You can't be mechayev an amaisa that's done mitoch ones. The maisa bia is considered a maisa bonus. But these snuos, these snuos, they're for amutter. But the prutzos, nah, they want it. That's mafkia, the shame onus from the maisa, because they also want it because they lost out on both. But get by a prutza getting married on Wednesday, she loses out on both ends. She's machnas herself with tochonas. There's no patur gavra. Because there's no ma'avalei le'ma'avad. You could have gotten out of it. Ah, but it's still a ma'at sof sof. There's an onus involved. You're being forced. Yeah, but she wants it. She's a prutza. So therefore, they're going to be usher to their husbands. Mashenkei, in the case of onus begidden. You're right, there might be Onus and Ratzon together. There's no Maisa bonus, but he wasn't Machnas himself L'toch Onus. It's a Ptur Gavra, Sof Sof Ma'avalei le'Ma'avad. At the end of the day, he couldn't have gotten out of it, so therefore there's a Ptur Onus. So based on this, we can also explain the Din of Milas Banav. Why it's Ma'akev Milecho B'Pesach. But that Amir Tashem, B'li Neder, B'Tzos Hashem Darkenu, we're going to get to next time. Help. But in the meantime, we have a beautiful explanation of the Sukkah and Ksubis, and that was definitely worth our time. And now we get to the afterwards. Hopefully, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yazor, that we get to explain the Gemara Pesachim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.